My podcast this week is a fascinating subject, and I wanted to find somebody that was involved with street art because I know nothing about it. I've heard of all these famous pieces that are going up everywhere, but in my day it never ever happened, because if you wrote on a wall you got a clip on the ear, especially if you put a picture up, and if you put your signature up, wow. But now street art has become its own. It's absolutely wonderful. There's two pieces I love, which I'll tell you about in a second. Before I do collect art. I don't profess to know anything about art, but I know what I love. But I love some of the street art. When I heard that Paul O'Grady had been painted, and when I heard Glenda Jackson had been painted, I wanted to know what it was all about. I went down one evening at 1 o'clock in the morning and was taken back by what I saw. And for a long time, I want to meet this man who has given us these two amazing creations and a lot more, and find out what street art is all about. So I've got Brezzo with me, who is from our area. Hello, Brezzo.
Hi, Pete. You okay?
I'm well indeed. First of all, give us a potted history of who you are.
Well, I'm an artist from New Brighton, Wallasey area. In the past 4 years, I've been getting into street art. But before that, I've been in music and art, and sort of run in conjunction with each other. So the art, since my early 20s, I've been, you know, went to uni, did fine art at John Moores, done all that kind of thing, studied it. And, you know, that ran down the kind of classical route. You know, so through the 20s, the art and the music, and then sort of like got into my 30s, and then I got approached by Dan Davis, who runs the New Brighton Project in New Brighton. He wanted to transform the area, so he asked me if I could do any sort of large-scale murals. So I said yes. This is the first time I've done large-scale stuff. So it was very new. And you have to say yes to these things, don't you? Because if you don't, then you're not going to progress, are you? So I said, yeah, I can do that, no problem. And learned as I went. And I was lucky enough to be put in front of some of the nation's international street artists, famous artists. So they'd be coming up one weekend and I'd be picking their brains about how they do stuff and that. And then it sort of honed down into doing my own thing now with my own style, put my own mark on my own work, really, and that's kind of where I am. So street art has been the last 3 or 4 years since the Regeneration Project started.
Now, New Brighton is just walls of art, isn't it now?
Yeah, there's loads. Yeah, I was there at the very beginning, and I think I was one of the first artists to do one of the big murals. But there's about 30 murals there now. There's like a roadmap which you can pick up from the gallery down there. And it just takes you round the streets. And it's a nice little day out as well. And it's good seeing all the kids there with the teachers and stuff coming down to learn about street art. So when I got down, I didn't realise all that stuff was going to go on. You know, I didn't have the foresight. I just thought I was coming in, painting a few murals, that was it. And to see all the kind of, like, benefits it's having down there, it's fantastic.
It's changed the area completely and utterly. So what pieces have you got there?
Well, the first one I did was on the side of the Harbour Pub. So Dan Davis asked me to paint a mermaid. So I did that in paints and brushes before I'd even picked up a spray paint can. And then I think the one I did after that was Peggy Gadsby, or used to be called Peggy Gadfly Pub. That's got a really interesting story behind it. So I did a portrait of Peggy Gadfly, Peggy Gadsby, his real name was, of him diving through the water, picking up coins, because that's how he made his money. He'd jump off the pier. People get off from Liverpool on the boat, and he'd say, the more coins you throw in, the warmer the water gets, I think it was, something like that. So people would flick the coins in, and he'd dive in with one leg. He'd come up with the coins, and that's how he made his money. So I depicted that on the side of the pub.
That's a job and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great way of making a living.
I know, yeah.
Because I remember the days with the old pier, and people from Liverpool came into New Brighton. That was a holiday for them.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a bit before my time.
It was indeed. You're a young man.
Yeah, so after that one, I did one of, I think, the Mysterines. I did that on the side of a bar, I think it's the side of a salon. And so there's all a bit of space, about two years each on these. So I painted the Mysterines. That was the hardest one because it was four realistic heads. So yeah, that was the latest one I did. And then I've done a few others around the area,
yeah.
But I didn't put my names in.
Right. Let's talk about the beginning. Let's start with street art. How did street art come about? Because it's become fashionable in America. It's huge. But was it... Was at the beginning, was there problems with it? Were people sort of going, what's all that? I don't like that.
With the stuff I was doing in New Brighton?
No,
or
not just you, everybody's street art.
I think so, yeah. Well, from back in the 80s, you know, it was like, it was frowned upon massively. It was, you know, probably jail time and stuff. Still is, certain aspects of it. But I think there's two sides. There's the street art and there's the graffiti side. So graph.
They are. So yeah. Graph and street art, yeah. What is the difference?
Well, graph is more like doing your signature kind of stuff. The stuff you usually see on the side of trains, that kind of thing. And then there was certain artists who sort of like split away from that. It started off in graph and then it came to do more kind of like street art, kind of stuff that wasn't illegal, really. Supposing that's the kind of stuff that I do, more of the street art kind of thing.
Now, are councils acceptant of street art around the country?
I'm not too sure around the country. I have done stuff around the country, but it's usually been like it's legal stuff. It's through kind of like agencies who've got big contracts with big companies who've been given buildings by people who own the buildings for like advertisement purposes. So I don't think if you paint it on someone's side of someone's house without asking them, then you know you're in trouble.
I wouldn't be very happy.
No.
Now, when you were first asked to do street art, did you panic? Because the idea, because we'll talk about Paul O'Grady and Glenda in a moment, but the idea of putting something on the side of a house is daunting, surely.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, especially the first one I did, the mermaid. I said, that's where I start my street art sort of journey, I'd say. So when I did this mermaid, it was like using very old traditional skills of drawing out a grid system and meticulously drawing it in and all this kind of thing.
So there's that planning on the wall.
Yeah, it's a way of enlarging something on the wall from a smaller size. Some listeners might remember when they were kids, they'd have colouring books. On one page, they'd have like a grid system with, say, like Mickey Mouse in it. And then on the other page, they'd have an empty grid system and he'd have to copy that Disney character into the empty grid system.
That's
it's the
interesting.
Same idea.
Painted with numbers.
Yeah, it's kind of...
From my day, God, painted with numbers,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always smudged them.
Yeah.
It was terrible. So was it daunting? You go, I can't... Did you get scared?
Yeah, especially because it was on scaffolding to start with.
Oh.
And it was the beginning of January, so it was like the scaffold was freezing cold. So, like, trying to paint, touching cold scaff and then paint with brushes, it was quite difficult. And at a height that I'm not used to, was, yeah. And then now, some of the stuff we use cherry pickers, scissor lifts, which now it's just like, you know, I don't really like using the machinery, but it's something I've got to do.
Yeah, yeah. Is the competition vast?
Yeah, there's loads of amazing artists doing it, nationally, internationally. People coming from all over the world to the UK to do stuff. And there's people going from the UK all over the world to do it.
It's become that big.
Yeah, massively. And I've been lucky enough to meet some great artists over the years. I've learnt little bits off each of them.
As a working comic, over 50 years, I've got a great relationship with some fabulous comics. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of bitchiness.
Yeah.
So what's it like with the artist world?
They're all right. No, the ones I've met have been really good and they've been really helpful, and because they've known that I've only just really started doing street art, you know, 4 years ago, and I'm just like, I just asked them, how are you doing that, what are you doing there, and they're quite happy to help me, and you know, and I'm happy to help other artists who come to me if they've got any stuff that they need to do.
I came to know you because of Paul O'Grady, who was a dear friend of mine, and sadly I went to his funeral very flattered because there was only about 40 of us invited. When I heard that you'd done Paul O'Grady, I was a bit concerned because he was a mate. Mm-hmm. When I went down early hours of the morning, I wept mm-hmm. and I was taken back. How? Tell us a story of how that happened with the commission, how it worked, how you put it together, how you created Lily and mm-hmm. Paul.
Well, I've been on another project in down by Woodside Ferry, and it's Peel Holdings who own the property, which have done that mural on. And I was approached by a guy called Bill, who's like the property management for the company, and he wanted some murals of iconic figures who kind of like, you know, who had like something to say, and they were from the area. And he basically said, we come to like a short list, and it was Glenda, and it was Paul, and there's a few others that were in a pipeline. We come to an agreement that we'll start with Paul O'Grady one. And had that because he's got like the two personalities, there's the Paul and there's the Lily. So there was these two walls with a door in the centre. I thought, well, it's perfect to do Paul on one and Lily on the other. And then we did this trademark leopard print in the background.
So do you start off by drawing something at home or in your studio and then going to the client?
Yeah, well, you sketch it out and then you take a photo of the wall in question, bring it onto my iPad, and then you do a mock-up on the iPad. You know, I've got a sketch of him, which is how, and then I scale that up onto the wall and then I draw it in, and that's how you get from small scale photograph of him to a large scale.
How long does something like that take?
That one, there was a bit of messing around with it because the cherry picker broke, and it was broke for about a month, and the cherry picker was stood right in the middle of it, half finished. And but if I'd put it all together, it was working like 9 to 5 hours, it would be took about 5-6 days. Something like that.
And without inquiring or how much it costs, mm-hmm. how do you price something like that up?
It depends, really. It depends on if it's how real. If it's realism, then, you know, like that is, then you charge a high price. If it's more abstract, then, you know, it's nowhere near as much as the realism kind of stuff. And, yeah, it just depends on the detail. Really?
If you've just joined us, I'm talking to Brezzo about street art. He has done the most remarkable Lily and Paul O'Grady and Glenda Jackson. They both stand out beyond belief, worth going down. And it's down by Birkenhead by the ferry. It's absolutely amazing. Did you go? Because some artists do a portrait and they don't look like the people, yeah. but that's their interpretation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Paul, I can tell you, looks like Paul. Lily snarled at me, so it was Lily. Did you go for that?
Yeah, of course. Once again, you know, I chose the best photograph, especially of the Lily one, which I thought brought his personality over, and what I know about the character, which isn't a lot because it was kind of a little bit before my time. And I think I hope that I brought that across.
Were you surprised when somebody like Peel Holdings got in touch and said they wanted street art down there?
Yeah, I was actually, yeah. Especially because the area, it's all industrialised. It's all just businesses and that kind of thing. And it's just very, like, businessy. Nothing going on, nothing, no creativity there. And for them to contact me was great. It was made up that contacted me.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, tell me, when it's painted and finished and done, do you look at it and think, I've got to do that again, or are you happy with stuff?
I'm never happy with something, but I think that's how you progress and you get better. But there's not a lot that I'd change on it, no. I'm quite happy with it.
Now, when it's finished and done, put mm-hmm. together, was there a publicity campaign to launch it, or is it one of those things you leave and it just seeps out?
Yeah, I think I posted it on my Instagram. I think I contacted the World Globe, contacted the Echo. They said they wanted to do a piece on it, and then I think the BBC picked it up and it went national, the Paul O'Grady one.
You must be pleased with it.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah. One of his relatives contacted me saying how pleased he were with it and he loved it.
Well, I'm one of his friends, and I'll tell you how much I loved it. What made them pick Glenda Jackson?
I think well, just with politics and stuff, and I think she answers to a lot of what people think in the area. Same with Paul, political stance. And she was just, I don't know a lot about her, but the research did, she's, you know, she's very fiery. She was a cat amongst the pigeons in politics. She was a great actress.
Great actress.
Yeah. And, you know, we wanted to get that across. But we didn't want to be like a trophy cabinet. We just thought we'd put two of her really best awards up there, a portrait of her and a nod to a time of politics with Westminster Gate and the red behind it for Labour.
I love you saying that about trophy cabinet because you wouldn't be able to put them up with Paul O'Grady either because there's so many trophies there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you excited doing it or are you nervous doing it when you work?
No, excited, yeah, because when I have it in my head and know how it's going to look, then I go into it with a lot of confidence.
Now, I'm talking about street art. I've got to ask you about Banksy because people will want me to ask you about Banksy. When were you first conscious of him?
When I was a kid, I think, yeah, back in my teens. Yeah, as I say, like, street art wasn't really my focus when I was a teenager or in my 20s. It only really come into my sort of focus the last several years, I think. So I don't know a lot about him. I know artists who work with him, but that's all I know and that's all they'll tell me.
So why do you think the secrecy has stayed so long? Because I know the national press have tried to find it.
Yeah, I think it's just part of the mystique, isn't it? You know, it wouldn't be Banksy if you knew his name, I don't think. And it's political stance on everything. It's just great. He says what people want, what people are thinking as well.
Through his art?
Through his art, yeah.
Are you one of those people that paints that way?
No, I try and stay out of politics. Well, with my artwork in the past, it's always been how something looks. Because I do realism, it's very much how something looks. A portrait has got to look like that person. If I'm going to paint a building, it's got to look like that building. So I'm very, like, literal in my work.
So in other words, Paul O'Grady looks like Paul O'Grady.
Well, yeah, I hope so, yeah. I think so.
Oh, no, he does.
Yeah, thanks,
I promise you. I promise you. I'd be the greatest critic. Yeah. He would be incredibly flattered. I promise you. He would be incredibly flattered. I think Glenda would as well, because I knew her. Didn't know her well, mm-hmm. but I knew her, so I met her a few times, and I'm sure she would be pleased. Tell me, do you go past, I don't know, my home and go, I'd love to paint that wall. I'll go and knock on his door. Seriously, does anything like that ever happen?
Yeah, definitely. Well, in the New Brighton stuff, we did go knocking around people's houses, asking if they wanted murals. And, you know, there's like a list as long as my arm there with people who want stuff doing on the side of the walls. But the fact is funding for it. You know, you're not going to knock on someone's house and then they're going to pay for you to do it. And nor have I got the money to fork out for forklifts and cherry pickers and hundreds of pounds worth of paints to do it. So it's you know.
So painting's not cheapy?
No,
not cheap.
Not cheap in the slightest, no. Especially with spray paints, no.
So is that what you use, spray paint?
Well, I use spray paint for the Paul and the Glenda one, yeah. And the last one I did in New Brighton, yeah, the Mysterians one.
And did you walk... Did you... I'm getting excited because I'm thinking of Paul walking down there. Did you have lots of people watching when you were working?
Loads of people stopping, asking questions. And there's a part of the process where you have to do... It's called a doodle grid. And you basically spray loads of random doodles, names, shapes, numbers, anything you want, and that becomes your grid system. So you overlay the image onto it on a computer. It tells you where you are on the wall.
Explain a grid system.
Okay, so you know what I'm
saying? In layman's terms.
Okay, so it's the wall's massive, right? So if I'm at the top of a cherry picker and I don't know where his eye goes, I look at a photograph on my phone, zoomed in, and there's a doodle, there's all doodles on the wall, and the eye will go through certain doodles. And I zoom in, and I can't just get down off the cherry picker, look where I'm going to go, and then get back up and keep doing that. I've got to have something that's telling me where I am on the wall and where about that part of the image is on the wall. So when people are walking past, everyone's going, oh, what, what the effing hell is that on the wall? You know, what's all that? Those doodles, oh. And there was one fellow when I did the Mysteries ones, he went, have I got to come down my road every morning and look at that? The state of that. It's like, I haven't even started. So people jumped the gun too quick. But it's you know, they don't know. So, you know, when once he starts seeing it take shape, that's when people are like, ah, right, okay, I can see what you're doing there.
In your opinion, as an artist,
yeah.
Can there be too much street art?
Yeah, I think they can, yeah. I don't know when we're going to get to that level. And there's certainly people who disagree with me who think it even shouldn't even be there. But you can't please everyone, can you? And I think if you're doing meaningful street art, then there's people, you know, the majority of people are going to like it.
Interesting you say that about people. Mm-hmm. Do you have to have planning permission for street art?
I wouldn't know, to be honest with you. Maybe ones with the kind of the promotional ones and stuff like that.
As in like an advertisement?
Yeah, like an advertisement one, yeah. Yeah, I think you would.
That's interesting, but you don't do that. You just are commissioned for the...
Yeah, I do the design. Usually the clients sort out all... If they need planning permission for it, they sort all that side of things.
Have you got a favourite street artist?
No, I really liked some of the artists who came to New Brighton. So it was like Mr. Sens and Fanacapan. I learnt a lot off them. The Fanacapan artist, there's one in New Brighton called, it's NB, but he's done it, he uses balloons, like chrome balloons. So if you go down there, you'll see it. It's like, his technique's just brilliant, and it just looks 3D. Everything, it looks real. It looks like a shiny balloon on the wall. You need to see it. Go down, everyone go down and see them.
Is America the biggest place for street art?
I'd say so, yeah. There's some massive names there, and there's a lot more walls as well.
A lot more walls. Have you ever seen something or been offered a commission that you think, I can't do that?
No, I try and say yes to most things. You know, if it's going to, like... but if I'm going to get better at doing it, if I'm going to learn something off it, then I'll try and do it. But there's definitely certain techniques that I can't do.
Now,
aren't my forte.
Yeah. Now, as a working comic, you take criticism. If you go in panto, you take criticism. Mm. Can you, as a street artist who is becoming incredibly successful, can you take criticism truthfully?
I can do, yeah. Well, there was one on the Glenda one, actually. There's a few people who didn't like the fact that I used a photograph of her when she's an older lady. And they wanted a picture of her, of when she was young and beautiful. And I feel like they missed the point of the whole thing. So you try and not bite back. But you've got to understand that everyone's got a point of view. And everyone's point of view is relative. But you can't please everyone. So I've just got to... go, okay, move on. You know, I can't please everyone.
See,
that's it.
I don't agree with them. I agree with you. Because mm-hmm. the one you used shows all the... pain, all the work,
yeah.
all the graft, all the theatre, all yeah. the politics, everything's in her face.
Yeah. It's a life that's been lived, isn't it? Hasn't she? It says it all in her face, I think.
What you did with Lily, because she was grubby, believe it or not, she was grubby, and you grubbied her up. Great. It was fabulous. That's what tickled me. And the way Paul's looking at Lily, it's yeah. tremendous.
Oh, thank you.
Are you working on anything now that you can tell us about?
There's more for Peels, I think. Not quite sure yet. But I think we're just bringing together a lot of... Bill wants a big mural of, like, everything that's good about Wirral, Liverpool. So it's probably going to be a big collage of stuff, which I'm not quite sure.
Now, that's interesting, because I've lived on the Wirral all my life. Mm-hmm. There's so much. There is so much.
I know, yeah.
There is
so much. Yeah, I wouldn't know where to start, really.
I wouldn't know where to start on that one.
Well, I think where I'm going to start is with portraits, more portraits and stuff. And it's going to be, I don't know, you could be so literal and put the live buildings in. You could put, I don't know, how far you want to go. Do you want to put Scylla in it? Do you want to put elements of the Mersey in it? Do you want to put the Beatles in it? It's never ending. It's just, Liverpool is just full of talent, isn't it?
And something like that will upset a lot of people, exactly, because you'll have missed some of that. Yeah. Hey, what about them? And and we are the world's worst for telling you. Everybody's got an opinion.
Back to what I said before, you can't please everyone, can you? You know.
Absolutely. Now, what about the rest of your art? Have you walked away from all that, or are you still doing other stuff?
No, I've got a studio in New Brighton. It's just because I'm so busy with the street art. And I do seasonal stuff, like at Christmas. I've got another project, which is I go around painting all like a lot of Christmas windows, like sort of like you probably
in houses or
on people's front windows, businesses. So it's all like kind of like whimsical, kind of like fairy tale, enchanted, Christmassy, kiddie scenes, all painted in white. So that's be Christmas season. So I'm really busy from like October to the end of December, and then by the time I've finished that, I'm shattered then. So I have a few weeks off in January and then get back to it. But I'm already thinking about the summer. So getting into my studio is non-existent at the minute. I'd love to. I'd love to do some scale down, do some canvas stuff. But I've got to pay the bills.
Yep. Talking to Brezzo, I've got to ask, and we're talking about street art, which I hope you find them fascinating, because I've always wanted to talk about this, because it's an interesting subject that is relevant in our lives these days, especially footballers. God bless us. Have you got a team?
No, I don't. I don't follow football. I used to. I used to love it in school, but lost my love of it.
There's a few people, though, being painted, aren't there?
Yeah. I've helped in painting some of them.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So artists do collaborate?
Yeah, well, this is more for an agency. Like, some of the stuff that's been painted in Anfield, that was an agency who did that. And they painted the hoardings on the back of the new Anfield ground. So I think it was, like, two summers ago. There's about, like, 14 of us, all artists from around the country. We all got given, I think it was, like, strikers, football strikers who played for Liverpool over the years. So we all lined up all the paints. Then I got John, who played for, what's his name? Played for Tranmere. John Aldridge. I painted John Aldridge. And do you know what? He was, as far as I know, he was the only one who actually came down and thanked me and praised me for doing a portrait. He had the photograph of me. I was absolutely made up.
He'd also have to come and look at it, because I know John. So he'd have to see what it was like. And he would have told you if he hadn't liked it. Or he would have definitely told you. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you panic over that if people are living and you've done their picture and they come down to see it? Do you panic on how they react?
Yeah, of course, yeah, because you want to get it right, don't you? You know, if you don't, then, you know, there is some dodgy artwork out there, and I think, how the hell are you getting away with that? But somehow they do. But,
there we are. Yeah. You said some dodgy artwork, so I'll say dodgy artwork and you explain. Picasso, are you a fan?
Oh, I'm a massive fan, yeah.
Tell me why you're a massive fan of Picasso.
I don't know a lot about his history, but I'm always an artist for what I like, what it looks like, if I like it. I'm not too bothered about the meaning behind his work, stuff like that. But like, you know, all the Pre-Raphaelite stuff, all the technically gifted kind of like, you know, real traditional art. I'm a massive fan of all that. That's what I grew up with. So getting all into this street art, it's been a massive change in direction for me.
Tell me, from street art, would you ever go into sculpting?
I'd give it a go. I reckon I'd be all right at it, yeah. But I'd probably go to a couple of classes and just see how I did with it. But I just don't have time to do it. I'd love to have a go.
Tell me your advice for people out there now, and there's a lot of young, I've seen a couple of young people around town doing stuff. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give them?
For street artists or general artists,
street
would you say? Just keep going. Just speak to other artists. Speak to other street artists. I'm happy to take any questions if people happen to see me painting. There's loads of stuff online. There's loads of like artists who are putting stuff out there about how to do stuff, how to scale things up. Just if you're not used to using spray paints, have a go at them, because they're quite forgiving. I stayed away from them for years, but I'm so glad now that I got given the opportunity to work with them, because it's totally changed my artwork and how I would go back to the studio and do stuff.
Tell me, do you ever go down on your own to look? Let's use Paul O'Grady, because that's my favourite one of everything I've seen right now. But do you ever go down on your own just to go, I did that?
I more go down to check that they haven't been vandalised, because like the Lily one did get vandalised halfway through, so I was a little bit put out by that. So as soon as they were done, I got the vandal paint protective coat put on it. It's, you know, back to what we were saying before about, you know, not everyone's into doing a street art, and that hits you hard when someone actually physically does something to one of your pieces of art.
Was it abusive?
I think it was, yeah, because when I was down, not to point fingers, but there's somebody who was having a go at me painting it.
Didn't like Paul O'Grady
it? Didn't like Paul O'Grady for certain reasons. And then the next day it come back and it was vandalised.
Wow. So, yeah, and you've got
that's still happening.
And you can have vandalised?
Yeah, there's a specialist vandalised in like sort of like varnish that you put on. So, you know, 90% of the time, if someone throws paint at it, you can wash it off, and it won't disrupt.
Interesting you say that. Is that why maybe a lot of the street art is quite high up?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's just like usually the buildings are very high because they start from the bottom, and where, you know, it depends on what the artist is, but they can start on different areas. But no, they're usually from ground level all the way to the peak, to the apex of the building a lot of the time. So no, all these murals could.
Can people find you on social media?
Yes, they can, yeah. You can find me on Instagram, which is at Brezo, which is BREZAUX _. And the Christmas stuff they can find me with, which is Hello at Snow, which is HELLOATSNOW. It's not the at sign, so it's at Hello at Snow.
And you have to be booked up early for that because you're busy.
Around September, I book up for the Christmas stuff, yeah. I try and keep that sort of like in the last 3 or 4 months of the year.
Sounds great fun. One piece that you've done that you're very, 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 very proud of anywhere, and where is it?
Oh, God, I don't know, to be honest with you. Good question. I like the one of the diver. I've forgotten his name now.
And where is it?
Donny Bright was talking before. Yeah. Peggy Gadsby, sorry, yeah. Yeah, him. I quite like that one because I learnt a lot on that one, technique-wise. And
to finish off, what's the future, in your opinion, of street art?
I think it's going to go even bigger. It probably will reach a plateau, but I don't think anytime soon. I think people have got a lot to say, and I think it's a good way of getting stuff across.
Is it Paul that did the wings?
I'm not sure. I think his name was Paul, yeah.
I was going to say, because those wings are quite iconic, aren't they?
Very iconic, yeah. Yeah.
So every so often somebody in street art could do...
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's very iconic. That's probably kickstarts his career. You just need a mural like that, which can kickstart a career.
And would you have street art on your house?
If I had my own house, I probably would, yeah. But I don't know what the neighbours would say.
Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. Why not subscribe? You know it's free. So join us and tell your friends. It's great going on walks and doing whatever you want to do and then putting Pete Price on. We've got a back catalogue of over 100 interviews. Join us. Subscribe. It's free.